Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What we thought was going to be a fairly kind of, you know, normal August here with training camp, we just can't get Deshaun Watson out of our lives. And today we found out we can't get Tony Busby out of our lives either. Let's start with the Busby press conference. It literally just ended minutes ago from the time you and I are recording this right now. And for those who missed it, the Cliff Notes version, I'll just give the Cliff Notes version real quick. Tony Busby held a press conference in which I would say about half of it, at least, was him just sort of rehashing the entire story, the saga of the lawsuits, his views on the NFL and what a quote jumbled mess their disciplinary or their player conduct investigation process is. Ashley Solis, who was Jane Doe number one, probably the most recognizable of all the plaintiffs against Deshaun Watson. She's been the one that's been out there, sort of the public face of the plaintiffs. She spoke briefly. I would say the big salvo in all this, John, was the final sort of shot across the bow of the NFL that Tony Busby put out there, where he implored to Roger Goodell in the midst of this appeal of the initial suspension that every victim of sexual assault is watching the NFL. Roger Goodell, what will you do? It's never too late to do the right thing. So that's sort of a summary of the Tony Busby press conference. John, we're minutes off of this right now. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a crock if he thinks that he can all of a sudden make Goodell go, oh, wow, Tony Busby's right. Everybody watched me. He already wants an indefinite suspension of more than a year. And Judge Robinson said that's what the league wants. So what exactly is Busby looking for? Prison? And it just makes no sense because we know what the league wants. And ultimately, I think this, Sean, it's going to be decided by a federal court judge. It may take a long time, and it'll get kicked back like Tom Brady's did. And they say, hey, you negotiated a collective bargaining agreement. You'd live by it. And okay, that's what I think will ultimately happen.
Yep. I want to get to that in just a second. As far as Busby goes, just because I'm with you, I would say most of it today, I certainly don't want to diminish Ashley Solis and what she's gone through and her courage and all of this, as Busby has pointed out numerous times. My feeling just in listening to that press conference was this feels like Tony Busby, he's addicted to some of the publicity that he gets through this stuff. And it's been a while. Can you believe that, John? And it's been a while since it's like he's tapping the vein on his arm and he's like, man, I need a hit of some publicity.
That's a great way to put it.
I need it now. I need my pub now. It really just felt like, man, I gotta soak every drop out of this thing that I possibly can. And again, I'm not diminishing the accusations of the plaintiffs, but this did feel like I don't know. It's 30 minutes. I'm not going to get back. Let's just put it that way. That's kind of how
that thing is. We had to listen though. I was listening.
Yeah.
On Sports Radio 610. And I kept waiting. Okay. Where's the bombshell? He said early on, no more lawsuits coming from this firm. And I was thinking, could he possibly bring out more clients, but he didn't. And I think Ashley Solis, whatever she got in her settlement, she deserved it. I hope that she got what she wanted. As far as Busby trying to pressure the NFL, the NFL is going to look at him as like a fly on an elephant's butt.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you on that.